And now, your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by Verrill.
Hi, this is Liz Johnston from Verrill. The beginning of the year is a great time to get organized, especially when it comes to your employees' files. But do you know what should be included and where to keep it? While the precise requirements for what documents must be included in the file varies from state to state, there are a few best practices that all employers can institute. First, keep all of an employee's medical information, including FMLA paperwork, in a separate file. Next, make sure that these documents are secured in a way that a limited group of people have access to the documents. The documents can be kept either electronically or in physical files, but the most important thing is that they are secured. Not only will revisiting employee files help avoid any potential issues regarding the release of confidential information, but having organized employee files will save you some hassle if you're later facing a workers' compensation or discrimination claim and need to quickly produce or examine the file. If you are currently maintaining your employees' personnel files and have questions on whether documents should or should not be included in the personnel file, give me or another member of Verrill's employment and labor team a call.
And that's your HR tip of the week, sponsored by Verrill.